T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Were either of you worried at any point that this game was, for Ben, descending into last game of Dan Marino career territory? Because when it was 35-7 and he was like 4 of 14 or something, I was starting to get concerned about that. I think the numbers he put up at the end avoided that. Not that anybody would remember either guy for that game, obviously, but they certainly would remember that game. Everybody remembers 62-7. It was a horrific ending. I think Ben slightly avoided that. Ron?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking along those terms. I saw Dulac tweeted that out, that, you know, said absolutely no one will remember this, you know, as his last game. They're going to, you know, look at the good things he did during his career. I wasn't thinking about that, but man, 5 of 14 for 24 yards. That's about as bad as it gets, isn't it?
Yeah, wouldn't you have been thinking of it if it was like 55-7 and Ben went, you know, 8 for 20? It would have been. I mean, people do remember Marino's final game. It's kind of the standard game that nobody ever wants to go out on.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they gave up 62 points. The Steelers' defense is what I remember most about this, and every one of these past games has been how their defense has allowed so much. But again, I tie that to some degree to the offensive failures early in games. It's led to this, and it's so. No, I would never. If I'm looking at Ben Roethlisberger's career, I'm not going to come back to this game. I can tell you.
No, that's way far from the point. Nobody would ever think of that game first in Marino's career or Ben's career. My only point was the game was starting to trend into a horrific finale for Ben when it was 35-7, and his numbers were what they were. And I was hoping he could avoid that, and I think in the end he did.
Yeah, well, he did.
Yeah, I would say so too, but again, it was cosmetic stuff at the end. He didn't have a great game. They didn't have a great game. His receivers didn't have a great game. His offensive coordinator didn't have a great game. You know, I'm not going to remember it at all fondly. You just asked me if I was thinking about it at the time. No, I wasn't, but, you know, now that you bring it up that way, maybe I should have been.
62-7, I think people definitely remember, unfortunately, for Marino. But obviously, you remember Dan Marino as being one of the greatest quarterbacks who ever lived. But that's kind of the ending that every athlete wants to avoid, a famous athlete. I just thought it was certainly trending in that direction. But good for Ben, it didn't go there. Bad for the Las Vegas Raiders, that an inadvertent whistle and one that didn't negate the play, which it was a touchdown to Tyler Boyd, that nothing was done about this. What did we make of this whole thing? The way the refs handled it on the field, the way the league handled it afterward, Ron?
You know, that's what I was traveling, and I didn't get to see it live. I read about it, you know, when we lost our pilot, who they took off our plane the other day. I didn't see it. I saw the replay. I couldn't hear the whistle when I saw it. I mean, I thought Burrow made a tremendous play, clearly was in bounds, and I guess what they thought, that the guy blew the whistle, that he was out of bounds. I don't know. I didn't see it, but I thought Burrow made a fabulous play on that play, Bob.
Yeah, I think he did too. And I heard whistles. I heard, Joe, you said that too. I wasn't sure what I was hearing when I heard, but I thought there was a whistle for sure. And I'm not sure why that was made. I still don't know. I just think that officiating crew had a terrible day all the way around. There were some other things in that game. But that specific play, I thought it was a really good play by Joe Burrow.
Well, no, yet nobody disputes that. It was an unbelievable play by Burrow, but a whistle blew on the way to Tyler Boyd. And by rule, that play has to be replayed. Actually,
the whistle indicated it plays over. That's what I think too.
But yes. This is not a reviewable situation.
No, it's not.
That New York couldn't save him on that, right?
Nope, they couldn't save him. And in the end, you know what? In the end, I think that the Bengals would have been done a bigger injustice than the Raiders were. Because at the time the whistle blew, I hear people saying that the defensive back in the end zone reacted to it. There's zero chance of that. It blew right before the guy the ball arrived, Bob. There's
no,
just
I totally
zero
agree.
Chance.
That I saw that out there too, and there was no way that occurred at all. He couldn't have heard it, period. For where he was, what he was doing, he has to follow through on the play. He was beat. The play was there. Burrow made the throw. No way. So, yeah, I think what happened was the right thing to happen. I just think the officials get in the way sometimes, and this was one of those where they made a situation worse by blowing a whistle when there was no whistle to be blown.
The league couldn't even tell us who blew the whistle. I mean, it was amazing. But in the end, I think the right team won. Although, I do think Cincinnati had a blatant interference at the goal line on the last play. Do you, Bob?
Yes. I would say the same thing there, yes. But, at that point, they're not going to call that. Even though they should.
Well, that's the one point they should call that. I mean, it was a horribly officiated game.
You know, I got to admit, part of me was glad the Bengals won. They have suffered so much. Did you see the coach took the game ball to, I guess, a local bar there and was celebrating with everybody? First win since, what, 90? I mean,
91.
First playoff win. Yeah. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I was kind of happy for them, but then I started thinking, man, the Steelers are going to have to deal with this kid quarterback for a long time. Good luck with that.
Okay, the end of the Cowboys game, which was even more bizarre. They're driving. They call a designed quarterback draw play with no timeouts left to the middle of the field. And then the referee runs up, or the line judge, whatever, whoever it was, the umpire, slammed into Dak Prescott, practically tackled him, put the ball down. I guess he has to touch it before it can be snapped. And Mike McCarthy defended the call. He defended the call after the game. I'm talking about the play call itself. Bob, who's most at fault for the way the Cowboys went down in flames?
On that specific play, I think that's Dak Prescott's fault. You can make that call. He was trying to get a little bit more yardage. He could have slid earlier. He also has to know that ball, he can't let it fumble around. He's the guy in charge of, making sure that umpire had to run a long way to get there, and he went way too far down the field. I don't have necessarily a problem with that call if they were designed to get it, spike it, and take one shot at the end zone, which is what the call was supposed to do. I think he went too far, got too aggressive, should have slid earlier, Ron.
Well, I thought it was a ridiculous call. I'm probably trying to throw it to the end zone. What'd they have, 13 seconds, maybe twice, a hope for a Drew Pearson miracle catch or a pass interference or something? You're really risking it when you're running down the middle of the field like that with no timeouts. I don't blame the official. I thought he did the best he could, and I think this could end up costing McCarthy his job. I know there's a lot of odds out there saying he's going to get fired. Jerry Jones talked about how he's disappointed with this loss as any as he's had, and he goes, we have the talent to do better than this. That doesn't sound good for McCarthy to me, Joe. I didn't like the call at all.
I thought it was one of the most insane calls I've ever seen at the end of a game. A quarterback draw. You know how many things can go wrong with the clock running down? Come on. What are you doing? So I put the first blame on Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator, the alleged genius who now is in head coaching circles. But McCarthy has final, the buck stops with him. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, wait a second, that was designed. And then, of course, I don't think the umpire did anything wrong. Then it's on the center, really, to get the ball and hand it to the umpire. I don't put anything on Prescott here. I don't.
Nothing?
No, that was insane. Oh. That was completely insane.
He knew how much time was left, and he ran 20-some yards. My goodness.
So he should have run 15 and then slid?
If they wanted to get better and closer opportunity, you go shorter than that, slide, pick up with the ball, get everyone together. You have
plenty
of time to spike.
That's putting your quarterback in a horrible, horrible position. I agree with Ron. When San Fran let him go right down the field to the 40. Was it at right around the 40? I'm like, all right, now they get two shots at the end zone. You couldn't ask for more than this. Well, they asked for more than that, and they got what was coming to them, I think.
Well, can we blame Chase Claypool just for the fun of it, for, you know, signaling first down and not getting the ball lined up soon enough, huh? I just thought it was an unbelievably dumb call.
And by the way, the Niners, I think Ed Werder put this out, led the league in defensive pass interference calls this year. I thought you had two shots at the end zone. Why would you only want one? Because it's from 10 or 15 yards closer? Give me two from back there.
You know, I mean, you're just running. There's so many things that can get wrong, Joe, as you said. I mean, you got to have a clock in your head, I guess. And, you know, I saw Prescott say, we practice this all the time. You know, I thought it was just horrendous, call. And if it ends up costing McCarthy his job, you know what? I'm not sure I can argue with that.
If they practice it all the time, they forgot a really important part of it. And that is once you do that play with no timeouts left, you better get the ball in hand. They were acting like they didn't know the umpire had to touch the ball before it went in play. Bob.
Well, that's exactly right. They had to know that. I don't know whose responsibility that is. I got to believe coaches would make those guys aware of it, and then it's up to players to understand it. So whatever the case, they lost that game for a lot of other reasons, too.
I agree.
And to be honest with you, I thought that San Francisco had a first down that they remeasured and measured wrong and gave them a shot. I thought they got that wrong. I'm so tired of replay determining spots exactly where it just – to me, it looked like it was a first down, should have been a first down, should have been game over, and they deserve their fate.
You're wrong on everything you just said. The instant replay showed it was clearly short. That's why replay was designed, and if I were ever going to defend replay, it would be on a play like that.
I thought that ball extended beyond that marker. That's what I thought.
Well,
but
isn't it funny? With all the technology, we're talking about, again, a controversy over a spotted ball.
You know, and it took forever.
Old guys running out there with two sticks and a chain.
Yeah.
And I think, Joe, you've said it. There's got to be a better way than that.
All right. Well, yes, there does. Let's move on from that. Is Chiefs Bills, and could you believe what went down in Buffalo? The equivalent of the Don Larson perfect game on offense. 7 for 7. Never been done. It was phenomenal to watch, and I was more than happy to give up my pick of the Patriots just watching the Bills go crazy in that game. So, Ron, is Chiefs-Bills the de facto AFC title game and maybe even the de facto Super Bowl? Is the winner of this game going to win it all?
Man, I'll tell you, I'd have a hard time saying no. I mean, you got two of those young quarterbacks, Allen and Mahomes. You know, it's going to be in Kansas City. I think it's just an unbelievable matchup. Going to stick with my pick all along, Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl again. I could very easily see that happening here, but that to me is the dream matchup next week. That's the best game. I like it better than Bengals Titans. I like it better than 49ers Packers, and you know, who knows, I think, Joe, I have the Arizona tonight, you have the Rams. I like it better than that game next week. To me, that's can't miss TV, Bob.
Yeah, well, I had Bills-Packers Super Bowl, so I got to believe I'm hoping the Bills do that. They played well out there the last time, and that was an unbelievable performance. And, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, having a franchise quarterback and what it means. All you have to do is look at Bill Belichick without one. In I think 8 or 9 years, he has one playoff win without somebody not named Tom Brady. So you can say all you want about how it's, you know, you can get by. You might be able to get by, but you still need somebody who's very strong in that position. But to think that they did not get stopped, not once, by the fifth-ranked defense in the NFL, which is what New England was. I'm stunned by that, totally stunned by that. And if it wasn't for a kneel down at the end, because, you know.
I think it might have been the best game I've ever seen a quarterback play. I think it might have been.
Yeah, he was dynamic.
Well, it was amazing. And to see Belichick not have an answer When have you ever seen him not have any kind of an answer? I guess this was his worst playoff loss. I don't know. Maybe it was his worst loss ever. What was it, 30 points? He had no answer for them.
No, not at all. And no matter what they tried, they couldn't stop him. And, boy, is he good. He looks so big. I mean, he looks bigger than he did, and I know he is bigger because he's been in the league taking advantage of whatever they have over there. But, man, that dude, it's impossible to tackle him. He can move. He could run. He could throw. The throw to Emmanuel Sanders, I thought, Joe, was just one of the better throws you'll see, right on the money. He was just unstoppable and
I'll
literally
tell you,
unstoppable.
I'll tell you what, Joe, I'll still take the kid last night.
Man, I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be the best quarterback on the field Saturday. That was just crazy. I probably would, too. I probably would, too, but I wouldn't be surprised either if Allen outplayed him as good as he was. And I wouldn't be surprised if Joe Burrow outplayed both of them. Well, I don't think Cincinnati's ready yet to do that. Watch Tennessee go to the Super Bowl. Watch them line up with Derrick Henry and keep the ball for 40 minutes in both games and Bud Dupree star in the game. I honestly believe that was the greatest game I've ever seen a quarterback play. In those conditions, he was perfect, almost perfect. I remember two of his incompletions. One went into the ground. It was a low throw, and I couldn't and then there was one that was probably should have been caught, and I couldn't remember the other two. Plus, he ran, and plus, they scored a touchdown every time. I couldn't believe I was watching it, and it was the Bills. But you know what? The fact that it was the Bills tells me that everybody in Buffalo is celebrating. They're going to go into Kansas City and probably lose, Bob.
Doesn't it feel like, though, Tennessee's not the number one seed? I look at Kansas City still as the number one seed, even though they're not the number one seed. Tennessee does not figure in what I was looking at in the next several weeks. I just don't. I mean, maybe it's because Ryan Tannehill's their quarterback.
What's the spread on this game?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
I can tell you in a moment. You know, I think Cincinnati has an easier path, obviously, than Buffalo does. I would much rather go to to Tennessee to play than happen to go to Kansas City.
Yeah, but what happens after that is Cincinnati would have to – I agree with it for this week, but then the next week they'd have to go to a place that's going to be very difficult for them to win, regardless of who
Joe,
wins.
Joe, the Chiefs are favored by 2.5.
Man, I mean
– the Packers are favored by 5.5 over the 49ers, and the Titans are favored by 3.5 over Cincinnati.
I didn't like the way the Bills played in Kansas City last year, I'll tell you that. But they're coming in now with, the number one defense in the league to go with this quarterback? They just took a top five defense in the league and made them look as silly as you'll ever see. Literally, ever see. Wouldn't
they
be
did.
A good bet as a 2.5-point underdog? And yet you got to deal with this monster. It's going to be a great game. I think the winner of that game is going to win the Super Bowl.
I can see that happening.
I don't know about that. Now, you got Green Bay still sitting at home. That's tough.
Green Bay finds a way to blow it every year. And, I mean, that doesn't mean they will this year. But Aaron Rodgers has been to one Super Bowl despite having games, NFC championship games in Green Bay.
I just like their team, though. I just think that's a complete team. So, we'll see.
I know. I'm starting to like them more and more. I would give San Francisco a great shot to go in there and win.
If Bosa is healthy.
Right. If you tell me he's going to be healthy and they sustained other injuries. They just bludgeoned the Cowboys yesterday. They have a type of offense that keeps the ball, a defense that has a crazy good pass rush. I would pick them. But if Bosa doesn't play, it all changes.
Hey, you got to see. I want to see what the weather conditions are, too. You know, that's a tough place to play if it's, you know, sub-zero. It was a little easier playing in Dallas yesterday.
Yeah, but I think San Francisco has an offense made for that kind of weather. I do. They have very talented guys who can run the ball and do different things, and their defense is made for that kind of weather, too. San Francisco may be one of those teams that surprises everyone when it's all said and done.
Some interesting responses. Sorry, Bob, I was just in a conversation with Horse, and I apologize for that. What did you just say anyway at the end of your statement?
It doesn't matter. You didn't listen, so it's fine. Just San Francisco could be a very, very interesting team. They're made to
they
play
could.
In bad weather, I think.
You get a lead on them, though, by Garoppolo. That
well,
throw
that's the
yesterday.
Only thing.
Wow. But listen to this. There's been a couple people now asked about the Steelers' plan at quarterback. Deontay Johnson was one of them today, and I think you'll be very interested in his answer. Somehow, every single person who's asked about this doesn't come back with, we're in great hands with Mason next year. It's anything but that. I'll tell you what Deontay said.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next. Golden Oak Landing cured Bob's blues. Bob, how are you over there? You didn't come in today, which was an unbelievable maneuver on your part, considering you have four-wheel drive. I wanted to see you this morning. I knew I wouldn't see Ron, who's in Kansas City, and I was deeply hurt by this.
It has nothing to do with you, Joe. It has everything to do with deadlines.
Yeah, I hear you, I guess. Hey, you know what we never did was put this embarrassment in its proper perspective. And I differentiate, Ron, between painful defeats and just embarrassing, humiliating defeats. Sometimes they're one and the same. Where would you put this one in terms of pure embarrassment in the Steelers' postseason history? Would it be top five?
I don't know. I'd probably have a hard time putting it in the top five. I think the one last year to Cleveland, the home loss to Jacksonville, you know, you're talking about losing to a team that's trying to get to the Super Bowl for the third year in a row on the road with an unbelievable generational quarterback. I mean, obviously they didn't play well and the result was bad, but I don't know that I would put it in the top five all-time bad ones.
Well, what other ones would you have in there? You have Cleveland, Jacksonville. May I suggest Tebow?
I would definitely suggest Tebow.
And how about the Chargers home playoff game
Chargers
where they had the Super Bowl video?
After the video, that would definitely be one.
But
too.
Then what? That's why I put this one fifth.
I'd have to think back, Joe, to some of them, but you know, maybe fifth. I don't think I could put it any higher than that.
Bob?
I mean, I just factor in who they're playing and how good Mahomes is.
Oh, no doubt. But for me, at least, when there's you know, 70 million people watching you lose 35-7 and offensive guards are catching touchdowns and tight ends are throwing them and Tyreek Hill is waving cheerleaders' pom-poms, I don't know that those other games were more embarrassing because of who you lost to, but this one was visually more embarrassing than those. The Steelers got humiliated on national television.
Yeah, but they were expected to be humiliated. 12.5-point spread is the worst ever in a wild card, so I would expect a lot of people felt that was going to happen. Maybe not the exact way it turned out, but they got demolished, and I don't think it was a surprise. I think last year, falling behind 28-0 at home, I know it was a different circumstance with no fans or whatever, but still, that was set up to be a win. Given the fact that they had 12 wins, they won a division. I know they had fallen apart at the end of the season, but still, the way that thing worked to me was just, that's more humiliating than this.
No, we all agree on that. And so was Tebow, and so was Jacksonville, because it was Bortles, and because, you know, they were up 28-0 as well, or 28-7, whatever it was, and the Chargers. So fifth, but you would put it top five then, Bob? Can you think of another one?
You know, I'm trying to think of other ones that
happened. Patriots
in
the fog, 28-3. Perhaps I could jog your memories here.
That was a bad one. The fog game is up there. But, again, I can't remember what the expectation was at that time in terms of point spreads and what people were.
I can give you all that information if you'd like, Bob.
Please do.
Which game would you like?
The fog game. Because I don't remember how lopsided people have thought that might be. Sometimes I think those games are expected to be closer and then they blow up in your face. That's why last year's one still would be very much on the top of my list.
Yeah, the fog game was Patriots favored by 3. They win 28-3. This one, just, again, visually, I don't know that I've ever seen the Steelers embarrassed like that. Now, maybe at the beginning of the Browns game, but again, they made that one, what, an 11-point game, 12-point game in the early in the fourth quarter. It was worse, don't get me wrong, but strictly in terms of another team stomping on the Steelers, and again, offensive guards catching touchdowns, tight ends throwing them, this was to me,
hey,
an all-time embarrassment.
How about the way the Chiefs management rubbed the Steelers' noses in it after they scored to go up, what was it, 42-14, sixth drive in a row? I think that was a Kelce touchdown pass. They put on the scoreboard, due to the Chiefs continually scoring touchdowns, yeah, we have ran out of celebratory fireworks.
Wow.
Please complain to your Chiefs fans' first booth or something like that. They ran out of fireworks because Mahomes and them kept, and the team kept scoring. I laughed out loud when I saw that.
That's what I mean, Ron. That's a perfect little anecdote to support it. Like, they got killed by Jacksonville, but that game was 35-28 in the third quarter. I don't know that the entire country was laughing at the Steelers during that game, maybe when they fell behind early. This one, they were. I mean, come on, he had 5 touchdown passes in 11 minutes.
But they were 13-3 playing at home that day in against Jacksonville.
Sure.
And, you know, they had the bye. They were, you know, they're just no excuse. I thought they were going to play a better game last night. I just can't put it in that category.
Yeah, I thought they would too. I thought the 12 points was good enough to take, but I didn't think they'd win the game. But I thought they'd play a lot better. And when it started 7-0 and you're 8 minutes into the second quarter and Kansas City still hadn't done much offensively, I thought, man, they're going to be on their way to being a tough game. I still thought they'd lose, but just the way it unraveled and how quickly, especially that Kelce touchdown right before halftime, you know, they didn't do anything with the ball. They gave it right back to him, 3rd and 20, and he's running untouched. I know Mahomes escaped pressure, but still, you can't give up 48-yard touchdown on that play.
It's all of that. That's what I mean. Like, the whole country was watching them just unravel and get totally humiliated, yes, by a good team, and that's why.
Were you surprised, Joe, that they took the opening kickoff?
Oh, I thought of Ron there. Ron said he would have done the same thing.
Absolutely.
Thought that was a good call, Ron. I thought of you.
I would have done the same thing. You know, you don't want to give – now, they both had 3 and outs to start the game. I mean, I think the first three or four possessions for both teams did nothing. But I'm not giving the ball to Mahomes right off the bat thinking – he's going to lead him to a touchdown, and I'm going to be down before the game even starts. I had no problem with that.
Well, I thought no matter what they did, they were doomed. Because, number one, if you're going to take the ball with that offense, what it's shown the first – and if you knew you were going to do the same play calls, why would you take it? Number two, if you give it to them – again, well, you have in your mind the worst run defense in the NFL against a team that can score over 30 like they've averaged the last 8. So there was no good choice there, I don't think.
Well, what was your prediction going in, that it would be a tight game or no?
I thought it would be close. I thought the 12 was a good bet to make, but I didn't think they'd win. So I don't know. I didn't think they were going to win the game.
Did you make a score prediction?
No, I just took the points.
So you thought the Steelers would get within the 12?
Yeah.
Okay. Ron picked a touchdown, I picked a point. So I definitely thought this game would – I thought the Steelers would represent themselves slightly better than the disorganized mess that they were, honestly.
I think we all did.
And that's why I put it number 5. I'm still looking. Bills 24, Steelers 3. That was the weekend after they came back from 35-3. The Bills came in here and put it on them, Bob. Remember that one?
Yeah, you know, all the juice created by that comeback, and then boom, they just carried it right over. Yes, I do remember that.
But I'm trying to find other ones that would fit, like where the entire country was saying, oh, my God, are you watching this game where there's, you know, a guard catching a touchdown and a tight end throwing one, and they say they're running out of fireworks.
You probably won't find many like that. Especially after they, I thought, won the first quarter. At the end of the first quarter, then they take a lead to start the second quarter. I'm thinking this is going to be a good an omen for a close game. And then, as quickly as I say that, they're three straight touchdowns, and they did it in a span of record-setting time. It was ridiculous.
Raiders 38, Steelers 10 a long time ago. I don't know.
That was in Bradshaw's last year. Cliff Stout was the quarterback, the late, great Tunch Ilkin. I covered that game at the Coliseum in L.A. I think Tunch Ilkin was a young kid, got beat like for three sacks by Lyle Zato.
And then
just grew from it. He didn't pout. He became a better player because of it. And the other thing I remember about that game, I rode down in the elevator with Sammy Davis Jr. I'll never forget that. And, you know, somebody said he didn't look good. And somebody said, Sam, it's hell getting old. He goes, man, don't I know it. I'll never forget riding down in the elevator with Sammy Davis Jr. I don't think he lived too long after that.
Well, when was the last time they got beat this badly in a playoff game by 21? It would have been that 28-3 game, right?
Yeah, the Fog Bowl.
Yeah, I can't find one other than that.
The Jacksonville, the Cleveland game, yeah, they made it semi-close at the end. I felt like that was more of an embarrassing beatdown than this one.
Yeah, we agree on that. That's why we put it fifth. Ron, how are you getting home from there? When's your flight?
I leave at 5:10 Pittsburgh time, 4:10 out here. Ray Fittipaldo left this morning. He went through Nashville. He just texted me. He made it to Pittsburgh.
Oh.
So I'm jealous, and I got to go through Chicago. He goes, unless Chicago screws you up, you should be okay, although I guess the wind is more of a problem than the snow. Joe, what if the wind's rattling that airplane? Would you be a little nervous?
So glad I'm not there.
Just take a couple of bourbons, Ron. You know, anything they have to offer. You know,
they
pay
don't.
For it.
There's no booze on the plane.
Have them
anymore.
Knock you out. That's what I would do. Have them knock you out like you're going under for surgery, Ron. You'll wake up, you'll be in Pittsburgh.
Hey, Joe, I know we got to go to a break and an update here, but you teased Deontay Johnson. I want you to deliver.
Oh, my God, I didn't deliver on my tease.
You got to deliver. One more tease? One, yeah. We need to hear what he said.
Well, it's not just him. Him and Cam Hayward, to name two, have been asked about next year's quarterback situation. Neither one of them said can't wait to ride with Mason. In fact, they didn't even mention Mason. I'll tell you what they said. Coming up next.
Now, let's take a quick peek at the sports calendar to see what's cooking.
Yeah, it's tough. But I'm proud to play with these guys. God has blessed me with an ability to throw football and has blessed me to play in the greatest city in Pittsburgh with the greatest fans and the greatest football team and players. And it has just been truly a blessing. And I'm so thankful to him for the opportunity that he's given me.
It's over. Turn the other way. I don't want to see you cry. Said I, you knew that come a day when we would have to say goodbye.
Try to remember Bob on TV. Wouldn't drive into the studio even though he has four-wheel drive. We want Ron to have a safe flight home. Ron, we'll see you in the morning.
Yeah, we sure will. Are you going to give me the tease about Deontay Johnson?
Of course I am. The first person to get asked about next year's quarterback situation was none other than Cam Hayward yesterday, and our very own Josh Rountree tweeted this out 13 hours ago. Kind of interesting. Cam Hayward, talking about the QB position next year, said Steelers have a great scouting department. Didn't say anything about Mason Rudolph. And now I'll hand it over to my friend Horse, who told me about the Deontay quote. What was it, Horse?
Well, when asked about who would be Ben's replacement, he, in the same answer, said two different times, we'll see whoever they bring in.
Ron, the answer so far hasn't been we're riding with Mason. What are you, crazy? We're ready and we're riding with him, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the players think. I don't know what – I mean, I think management likes him, and I think he's going to be the quarterback next year for better or for worse. If I was Deontay, though, I'd be working on my own game and trying to help whoever the quarterback is do a little better job than he did the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Well, for sure, but he was –
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, but that's not really the point. He was asked about next year's quarterbacking situation. It wasn't like he was going out of his way to rip anybody. He said whoever they bring in. I don't think these guys are convinced that Mason Rudolph is going to be their quarterback. Do you think they are?
Well, that's a pretty good clue that they're not. Absolutely.
Yeah, I was a little surprised that you didn't get a mention, at least, from anyone. You would think that would be the case. He is the next guy up behind him, and there's nobody else really here who should be able to challenge him. So that was and maybe
I thought Juju did mention him at least last night.
Juju lobbied for Ben to come back.
He did, but I thought he also mentioned Mason. I might be wrong. I listened to Ben, and then I had to get back upstairs and write. But I thought Ben handled himself real well after the game last night. Said all the right things, got a little emotional at times. I love the fact that he said we get to play the game that we played as kids and we get paid for it. I thought he did a nice, much better job after the game than he did during the game.
You want to pick the game tonight, Ron?
We've already done it, Joe. You picked the Rams. I picked Arizona. I think you got the Rams -4. We're tied. We had two different over the weekend. I had the Bills. You had New England, sadly for you. But yesterday I had Philly and you had Tampa, sadly for me. So tonight's game will determine who has a one-game lead.
I'm very confident in the Rams, and I would like to say, Bob, I thought you did a tremendous job today, and we'll see you next Monday, correct? People can find you on TV later today?
We'll be there. We have a lot of stuff coming up, 4, 5, 6, you name it, we have it. Rich Walsh returning back. He has his final Steeler Monday of the year, so there's a lot to talk about.
I thought Bob did a good job until he coughed out a lung on the air there.
Twice,
Joe.
Twice, yeah, he did.
I
mean, that.
I did not have a cough button on my phone. I don't know how to do it.
Not just a minor cough. He coughed up a lung.
It was unbelievable, Bob.
You should have seen it. At least you didn't have that. If I was in the studio,
goodness,
you would have seen it.
Why didn't you turn?
Here comes the money. What?
Why didn't you turn away,
money,
Bob?
Money.
Couldn't you have turned away from the microphone and coughed those times?
I actually did, but it was still attached.
No way.
To cover it up.
That almost blew out my eardrum the first time. Even Horse was startled.
Hey, Joe, do me a favor. Have a good thought for me getting home, okay? I really want to see you in studio tomorrow.
Have them put you under, Ron. Tell them to put you under before you go on the flight.
I'm not afraid of getting on a plane. I'm just hoping I get a chance to get on a plane. And I hope the number one pilot, captain, stays on my flight this time.
I can't believe you had a backup pilot in on the flight to KC.
A rookie. He'd never flown a plane that big before.
I know. It was your Casey DeSmith at the helm taking you home.
Bob, I love you.
Joe, I have affection for you guys, too. And I look forward to seeing you in person next week. I promise I'll be there in the studio.
Maybe with food? That hasn't happened in a long time.
You guys have turned me down. I offer. Nobody wants it anymore.
I got to get a ride home from here. I walked halfway here, and then a landscaper who happened to be working at Foster Plaza picked me up randomly at Ace Hardware.
How bad does it look out the window? Is it still snowing or is it stopped?
No, it's fine. And the airport's fine. I just checked just to double check on a couple. And I think flights are coming in. So you should be fine, Ron. Be optimistic.
Bob, is there any chance you can swing by here on your way in and just drop me?
You're going to have to wait until I take a shower and get ready.
All right. I'll text you.
Takes a long time for him to get that hair in tip-top shape.
See you guys.
Good day.
So, hey, Joe, see you in the morning, man. Hopefully.
We will. See you then.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.